the sound of traditional New Year's Eve songs, sung by the Lisu people. They are being sung in the early hours of Boxing Day in a village called San Lam Joy on the outskirts of Chiang Mai in northern Thailand. Fireworks are also being let off and people quietly chat in the background. Meters away, a circle of about 30 men and women hold hands and dance outside the headman's bamboo and wood house. They are rhythmically stamping their feet and dancing slowly around a musician playing a three-string guitar called a tsubu. Their silver jewellery rattles as they dance. Dressed in their finest, brightly coloured traditional clothes that shimmer in the low light. The women wear trousers and are long purple, blue and red dresses, while the men wear long, brightly coloured trousers. Both men and women have silver sewn into their clothes. Some wear breastplates made of silver buttons, and many of the older women have large, intricate silver necklaces. This is the second and final day of the New Year celebrations. Copious amounts of home-brewed rice whiskey, known as Lao Khao, have been consumed, and many have not slept properly for nearly 48 hours. Lisu New Year is traditionally one of the only times in the year when young men and women from different villages can meet and find prospective spouses. The Lisu are a mountain-dwelling people who traditionally practiced shifting agriculture. They often refer to as hill tribe people. They came to Thailand 90 to 100 years ago from near Tibet and China. There are over 40,000 of them in Thailand. They are also found in China, Burma and India. They have their own spoken language, but no written language. Van Vu, the village headman, said that this Lisu village was set up about 30 years ago, when Lisu people moved to Chiang Mai to look for work. They originally came here from the area around Pai, about 90 miles away in the neighbouring province of Maung Song. Van Vu admits he preferred living in the countryside of Maung Song, but said he had come to Chiang Mai for work. He also explained that being close to the city of Chiang Mai has affected the village's New Year celebrations. Traditionally, Lisu New Year is on the same day as the Chinese New Year, but Van Vu has brought the village's celebrations forward by a month. If he hadn't, no one would come to the village New Year celebrations, preferring instead to go to the larger Chinese New Year celebrations in nearby Chiang Mai. Lisu people of all ages have come from all over northern Thailand to attend these celebrations. The people dancing range in age from teenagers to grandparents. The dancing doesn't only take place outside the headman's house. The crowd also moves from house to house, dancing in front of each house before the owner offers everyone a shot of their homemade rice whiskey. Needless to say, it's a boisterous and raucous occasion. Sitting at the entrance of the party are a group of older Lisu people. A man and a woman are singing a duet, taking it in turns to sing. The other men and women occasionally join in. It is completely unlike traditional Thai singing. Oh. Listen to the singing is Miao, a 40-year-old Lisu woman from the village. She explains that the song is about the Lisu New Year, one of the few times men and women who live far apart can come to meet and dance together. The man and woman are singing about how much they miss each other and what torture it is to be separated. The singers come from different villages, yet both know the words to the songs. The man is from the province of Chiang Rai, about 100 miles north of the village, and the woman is from Hoi Nam Dang in Chiang Mai province. Miao says that only a few older Lisu people know how to sing these songs. She says the younger people don't know them and aren't interested in them. They just come to dance because the dancing is easy to learn. The younger people aren't interested in singing because it is harder to do and the songs are very long. She's worried that this part of her culture will be forgotten and lost forever when the older generation die. That's why she came over to listen to the singing and why she is trying to learn the songs from older family members. She thinks the songs should be recorded in a book, which future generations could consult. This would mean that the song survival would not be dependent on each generation memorizing them. This is an important task, which is complicated by the fact that the Lisu have no written language. But it would be a tragedy if such beautiful songs were lost to the Lisu and all of us. (Laughs)